This program is brought to you by PersonalLifeMedia.com.
Welcome to Just for Women, Dating, Relationships, and Sex. I'm your host, Elisa Kreitman. This show is dedicated to providing today's modern women with useful information they need to make empowered, conscious choices.
Body language is crucial. It's the first impression that people have of you before they can even really talk to you or interact with you in any other way. Well, the modern gentleman, or any modern gentleman, is actually just a man who is comfortable in his own skin. He understands what it means to be a man in today's society.
Talking about social dynamics, the art of connecting with people. I'm happy to continue this series of interviews with teachers and coaches from the Art of Charm. Today's focus is on body language, lifestyle, and tonality. Our guest today is Jordan Harbinger. Welcome to Just for Women, Jordan.
Hey, Lisa. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
So is that like a chosen name, your name? It's pretty awesome given what you do.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, at first, I was a lawyer on Wall Street for a while, and I didn't think my employer would really dig it if they Googled me, which they totally do, and found out that I had been moonlighting as a dating coach and a talk show host. I don't think they would have dug that too much. So I made sure to use my middle name instead of my real first name, so at least I had some plausible deniability.
You are a lawyer for sure.
Yep, exactly. Oh, I just used that word. I didn't even think about that stuff anymore. So yeah, busted.
Oh, let me tell our listeners about you. Jordan Harbinger is known for, like he just said, being a Wall Street lawyer turned creator of the Art of Charm. He's the host of their Pickup podcast and co-host of the Sirius satellite radio show Game On. He was most recently featured on the Today Show and the New York Daily News. You know, I've been in media myself, Jordan, a little bit, and it's always interesting when people come up to me and say, I know you from somewhere, and I have no idea who they are. Is that starting to happen for you?
It is starting to happen for me. In fact, earlier this week, I was at a club here in New York City, and somebody stopped me and said, oh, I know you. And I thought, okay, they're probably just mistaken. And so I asked where she knew me from. She said, I saw you on TV. I saw you on the Today Show. And so that sort of opened up my mind, blew my mind, really, because it's starting to happen a lot where people are like, I know you from somewhere. And people, of course, on Facebook, I'm getting like 48 friend requests every day and stuff like that. And people are sending us emails, and people are sending you random messages and stuff saying they saw me on TV. And people, of course, come out of the woodwork from when I was a kid and say, there's no way, man. I can't believe it. They mentioned you on Saturday Night Live. It's crazy. So it's really interesting for me. And it's something that I think I could definitely get used to.
Well, are you single?
I am single.
All right. So it's kind of like your foray into this whole new world of women.
In a way, yeah.
You're like, who knew? Who knew?
Really? No kidding. I mean, it's funny that we spend so much time learning how to be socially savvy and have great manners and be a gentleman, a modern gentleman here, and now I'm just getting attention because people recognize me from TV or something. It's like, did I really need to do that? Of course I did.
Of course you did. But it's funny.
It's funny that now it's coming automatically in a lot of ways.
I love it. I love it. Well, Jordan, I think my listeners really care about being aware of what is going on with the world of men and what you teach, specifically body language and other cues that, you know, men are giving us that we might not be picking up on. So I'm really pleased to delve into this topic with you today.
Sure.
Some other things I want to talk about are, you know, your other expertise in tonality and lifestyle. So we're going to talk primarily with you about body language, lifestyle, and tonality. We've got some amazing information from Kim and Benjamin, and so I'm looking to take it a little deeper here with you. So
great.
You talked a little bit about being an attorney, and that just wasn't doing it for you out there in Wall Street. So how did you get hooked up with the Art of Charm?
Well, I had this podcast, the Pickup Podcast, that I started when I was in law school, and it was just for fun. It was something that my best friend and I were doing because we had already started learning this stuff and teaching. And so we thought, okay, let's share this with people for free. So we started Pickup Podcast and started a small blog and released an episode every week. And the show got really, really popular. I remember jumping up and down in AJ's basement when we had 30 and 80 people listening, and now it's definitely well over 10,000. And so it might even be three times that. It's hard to get the stats on that. And then now it's on satellite radio. So it's really become popular. And somewhere in the middle of all that, we were searching for more people to interview and more expertise, and we came across great coaches. Joshua Pelletier and John Zubek were the first guys that I brought to work with me here in New York City. And I figured, okay, we can set up a small coaching shop. I can't really handle all the coaching business. I'm going to be a lawyer now, so these guys can handle the coaching, and I'll take a cut off the top. Well, that exploded in popularity like crazy. We had great service. We needed a business manager, so we brought in Ben. And then, of course, things started expanding. We brought in a bunch of other coaches, a bunch of business people, and now it's a full-fledged corporation and everybody's full-time job as opposed to something I was doing after work when I got off from the law firm.
Nice. Good for you. And it's amazing that something that you're naturally passionate about is really starting to become lucrative for you.
Absolutely.
So you're kind of the resident expert then on the whole pickup scene. How is the Art of Charm different from traditional pickup?
Well, pickup artists is something. First of all, I'm a dating coach and not a pickup artist, which is like the biggest difference. See, the other companies out there that teach this, they teach some scripted stuff that's supposed to get a rise and a reaction out of people, and then they go out to the bars and they prowl around looking for girls, and they teach guys how to do the same. And at some level, I want to say there's not a whole lot wrong with that, especially if they're being nice to people and being genuine, but a lot of that doesn't actually seem to stay. A lot of it turns out to be validation-seeking. Guys just want to go out and sleep with as many women as possible, and they don't really care what happens in the meantime. And I think that that's really trite, actually, and it's kind of weak, because right now we're faced with the opportunity when guys come to us, when clients come to us, men and women. First of all, we teach men and women, so we should throw that out there. If someone comes to us and says, I need to change my life, I think the answer is meeting more women, you can't just go, okay, and then teach them how to meet a bunch of women. Obviously, they want to meet women for a reason. It's like people who want to be rich. They don't want a lot of green paper in their bank account. They want to have things, toys, things that make them happy, travel, etc. They don't actually want the money itself. So when somebody comes and wants to learn and meet a whole bunch of women, actually they just want to have a better social life usually. They want some companionship. So teaching them how to go out there and sleep with a bunch of girls is totally counterproductive and is not going to help them nearly as much as what we teach here at the Art of Charm, which is how to communicate better, how to make more friends, how to be the guy that everybody actually likes and wants to be around, how to give people positive vibes and get them in return. So we call it hiding the broccoli. We call it Pickup Podcast because it sounds great and guys go, yeah, I want to learn how to pick up girls, great. But really, it's like covering broccoli and cheese so that kids will eat it. You bring them in with the cheese, and then you keep them there for the vitamins and the nutrients and the stuff that really is good for them. So Pickup Podcast, yeah, it sounds like, hey, we're going to teach you how to meet women. And also, we're going to teach you how to improve your life and be more confident and look people in the eye and, you know, go after your dreams and basically change your entire life. But in the meantime, you can go ahead and focus on the fact that we're teaching you how to meet girls if that's what you want right now.
Oh, my God. You are you're so full of information. It's amazing. I really appreciate your analogy about covering broccoli with cheese. Do you really? It sounds like guys are really coming in not realizing that there's some deep experiences they want to have, but it's sort of masked over with this idea that they need to get girls. Like that's going to give them some sort of confidence and place in the world, when you're really saying, actually, yeah, that's good if you've never had that, but here's this whole other world of deep connection and intimacy with women. Sounds like what you're saying.
Absolutely. It's it's hard to get guys to come in if we say, hey, you know what, I can teach you how to be confident and make a lot more friends. Guys are like, forget that, I don't need more friends, I just want to meet girls and have them like me and be popular. And it's so much easier to say, hey, man, I can teach you how to meet girls and have them laugh at your jokes and all this other stuff that you're not used to having, and you don't have to feel awkward when you go out anymore. That's what they want. They want to put a Band-Aid over that. But what they get when they come to the Art of Charm is they get a life-changing experience, and it becomes so much greater than just meeting girls or even getting a girlfriend. Guys report that they've met a ton of new people. They're having a lot of fun. They get promotions at work. They find that their family relationships get stronger. They start hanging out with their coworkers more and enjoying their job more. It's just a totally life-changing experience. And you've got to reel them in with the easy stuff, the stuff that people can wrap their mind around. Because really, it's outside people's reality that they can change their entire life with a skill set that we can teach them. But guys do know that we can teach them how to meet women because it's something that they've heard about, they've read about it, they've listened to it, a pickup podcast, etc.
So is that why you are the lifestyle expert? Because what you're saying is you sort of lure them in with the dating relationship stuff, but really they start to see that it's a day-to-day experience?
Exactly. So what I mean by having a lifestyle as an attractive lifestyle is that people want to be part of your world when it's exciting. We have so many more friends, and I'm sure I can speak for Josh and Johnny and everybody here at the Art of Charm, that we have so many more friends, I should say, and I'm doing the air quotes that you can't see, now that we've been on the Today Show, we've got a radio show. Now everybody wants to be a part of what we do. We have really exciting lives. We're always going out and meeting cool people, and we're always meeting famous TV stars or pop singers or whatever at Sirius Satellite Radio. And so now people are really keen to kind of get in on that. And at some level, that's okay. It makes sense. If you knew somebody in your building or your neighbor was famous, you might want to go and hang out with them too. And so if you have an attractive lifestyle, it doesn't have to mean that you're getting famous or that everybody knows who you are. It could just mean that you throw a really kick-ass wine party, or you can cook and you have dinner parties every Tuesday. People want to go to that because they're sick of just sitting around all day watching TV and eating frozen dinner after work. They want friends. They want connections. So if I can teach people how to do that, and that's what we do here at the Art of Charm, is teach people how to make those connections and foster them, make them really strong, then you start to develop this really attractive lifestyle. If you're going after your passions, if you pick hobbies that are exciting, especially things that can be done socially, then you start to go after those things. You start to involve those things in your life, and then people want to get involved in your life and with you.
All right, so I can definitely see that, you know, the more I talk to you guys, the more this doesn't seem like it's dating at all. But it's really, like you said, about connecting, being real, telling the truth. So it's just funny to me that it all has to come under the guise of dating and you know, making it with women.
Exactly. I mean, but that's the drive, right? A lot of guys our age are thinking, okay, something's seriously wrong. I don't have a girlfriend. What's going on? I'm so lonely. My friends are all getting married. I'm freaking out over here. But if you can tell guys, hey, you know what? We can fix that. Then suddenly everything else in their life starts to fall into place. So what guys think is, if I just had a girl, I'd feel good about myself and I'd probably be able to focus on all this other stuff. But the truth be told, when you focus on all that other stuff and you focus on just making yourself a better person, women and friends and all that stuff totally falls into place. You don't have to go out and impress women with fancy stuff. You just have to have a lifestyle that you approve of. You have to approve of yourself. So if we can help guys approve of themselves, then women will, of course, approve of them. If guys find themselves attractive, women will find that attractive. So really, we're starting with the person, with the client. We're not starting with some sort of scripted routine or response that's going to get something from the woman in a temporary setting just to get a certain reaction. That's such a Band-Aid over a bullet hole that it's not really what we do here at all.
Yeah, exactly. I'm really glad you drove home the distinction between that and normal pickup. But, you know, you do have this podcast show called Pickup Podcast. So is that confusing to people? Who's listening to that show?
A lot of times, I mean, it's hiding the broccoli, right? But a lot of times people do get confused. I'll ask a guest to come on the show, a higher brow guest, maybe a life coach, and they go, I don't think I'm really suitable for your show. I don't like you pickup artist guys. And I'm like, okay, listen to one episode. And usually they do, and they're like, okay, sorry, when can we schedule the interview? Because Sure. People search for pickup, dating, seduction, and they're like, oh my God, pickup podcast, this is great. And I throw out some tips, and then they come back for more, and then they go, okay. So the real secret isn't just stand up straight, look people in the eye. The real secret is feel good enough about yourself to stand up straight and look people in the eye. And now you're giving me tips on how to do that. So guys get really involved with the content, and then they start to see drastic changes in their lives.
You know, it's interesting. I actually did listen to one of the podcasts, and you know, for me, because I'm in this realm, it was interesting, but it did get a little heady into like this. You guys literally have this amazing world in which you live about how to relate with people. It's unbelievable to me. And some of the things I appreciated were some of the guys talking about true alpha behavior and being an alpha guy, and that alpha is more about giving than it is about taking from people. And it sounds like you guys, the Art of Charm, are transforming the way men relate to this past sort of pickup. It seems like the new evolution of relationship, and I'm not even going to say pickup anymore, because it really is, like you said, about relating and taking these old ideas about what is an alpha male and what is alpha behavior and really saying, hey, why can't we be the givers? I love that.
Exactly. Yeah, what people don't realize, as you were saying before, guys think, okay, I have to be an alpha male. So they walk around with their arms bowed out like a gorilla and step on people's feet and yell at people, bark at people. But really, that's not alpha male behavior. That's really just immature behavior. And that's what men, or boys, I should say, start doing when they're trying to become men. So once you're comfortable in your own skin and you actually feel inside your identity as a man, you don't have to do that anymore. So we're trying to expedite that process where guys go from being the doormat and walked all over, or too cool for school and won't talk to anyone, to actually a strong masculine presence that's not just throwing your weight around and telling people what to do, but is actually somebody who's confident, self-confident, appreciates themselves, and can appreciate others.
Wow. I love, love, love what you're saying. We're going to take a short break to support our sponsors. Listeners, I'd love for you to listen to these ads. They're created by my sponsors for my show, and they help me bring these great experts to you. So if you can support them, I'd really appreciate it. This is Elisa Kreitman. I'm speaking with Jordan Harbinger of The Art of Charm, and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Renee Stevens, host of Inside Out Weight Loss. If you want to be a thin person, you have to learn how to think like one. Learn how on my weekly show that aligns mind, body, and spirit for lasting change. Find me on iTunes or at personallifemedia.com. That's Inside Out Weight Loss, how to think like a thin person on personallifemedia.com.
We're back. I'm Elisa Kreitman. We're speaking with Jordan Harbinger about the real strong differences between pickup artistry and what these coaches and teachers are offering at the Art of Charm, which sounds very different, much more grounded, much more effective. And I really liked what you said, Jordan, about creating the modern gentleman. What are some other characteristics of the modern gentleman?
Well, the modern gentleman, or any modern gentleman, is actually just a man who is comfortable in his own skin. He understands what it means to be a man in today's society. A lot of people here, like especially younger guys, they're really confused to what it means to be a man. Like I said before, they're walking with their arms bowed out, or they feel like they have to bow down to everything that women want them to do, or they have to feel like they've got to get a really great job and do what their parents want. People just don't know what it means to have the identity as a man in today's society. There's nobody really there to teach it. So we're trying to fill that gap a little bit. The modern gentleman, he knows how to dress. He knows how to take care of himself. But most importantly, he knows how to take care of others around him. He's a natural leader of men. He's charismatic. Women love him. Men want to be like him. Exactly. It's like Austin Powers style stuff, right? But people want to be around him, which is most important. People want to be around you when you're charismatic and they know they can rely on you. There's an element of trust there. He's got a generosity of spirit that most people just don't have, and that's what sets him apart from the other guys around there.
Okay, so at the heart of all of this, would you say it's a man who has learned self-confidence?
It is. It's a man who's learned self-confidence and acts on that self-confidence. He trusts himself. He puts faith in others. He gives people credit. He's somebody that gives positive feelings to everybody around him. He says hello to the janitor as well as the police officer as well as Bill Clinton when he's in a room or an elevator with all three. He gives everybody what we call value. He gives everyone equal treatment and value. He respects people. He allows people to come into his life and generate rapport with everybody. He's not afraid to let people get to know him. So he shows vulnerability where appropriate, but he's also not afraid to make a strong connection with other people and allow them into his world. Because that's what I mean by generosity of spirit, is he allows people to come into his world. He realizes what value he has, that he's attractive, that what he does is exciting for others, and he tries to involve them instead of keeping it for himself.
Are all these keys, I mean, this is some fascinating stuff. I mean, you really are, you know, I know that men have gotten confused about how to succeed with women, which is why the whole pickup seduction community was born. And so it sounds like you're putting in some real solid, grounded points that men can hold on to and still at the same time have their own personal flair and creativity. Is this what social dynamics is about? Like, where are you getting all of these key things?
Well, a lot of these ideas were developed by others, and we learned them through studying psychology and social psychology and things like that. But a lot of this was developed in-house here at The Art of Charm. Joshua Pellissier, Johnny Zubak, Kim, Ben, and the rest of us here at The Art of Charm, we sit down and we talk about this stuff all day. We live, eat, and breathe this stuff. And so we put our ideas into practice. We test things with other people. We learn from people who are better than us, and we put them all back into the curriculum. And I want to emphasize the last thing is that we learn from people that are better than us. So if you don't have friends sitting around talking about social dynamics all day, it doesn't matter. You can still learn from people like Dale Carnegie courses, Donald Trump Institute courses. Those things are amazing. You've got Anthony Robbins. Everybody out there who's prophesizing that they have these great ideas, these books that they write. I mean, go out there and check it out and take from that. I mean, that's why they created this material. And people go there and they, even if they do pick that up and they read it, a lot of times they don't apply it. But the key is to go out there and apply the knowledge, because we've got the knowledge for you here at The Art of Charm. People have the knowledge there in books and in courses. It's just that people, they sit through these things and they become seminar junkies or knowledge junkies, and they just study and never apply. So when you learn and you apply, then you start to grow, and that's the key. That's really the key. And the reason that we got to where we are is because we all help each other grow, and we foster that here at the company. It's an environment where everybody's comfortable to grow and expand and really come into their own and contribute to what we have to offer everybody else.
It just sounds like this awesome, juicy environment, very distinct from some of the other stuff that is out there. I don't know what other people are doing with social dynamics, but it sounds like there's a very strong crossover between how to be successful in business and how to be successful in your love life. So how does that crossover deeper? I mean, do you guys teach any courses on sexuality? Or does it stick mostly to dating?
Well, sexuality is definitely a part of the curriculum. There's not a specific program about it, but it is definitely a part of the curriculum at The Art of Charm. The stuff does cross over in business as well. We have a success principles course that Benjamin and Josh teach here, and it's all about networking for business purposes. I mean, it makes sense for us to teach that kind of thing because, again, this is what we practice and why we got to where we are. AJ and myself both have advanced degrees from a great school, University of Michigan, and we use the knowledge that we gained there. We tell people how to reproduce the results that we've already achieved. And so a lot of the stuff that we do with people in general, of course, is very applicable to business, because business is just the industry of people. And what we do is we teach charisma, so it's super appropriate for executives and even people just getting a job to learn how to network. And it's the fast track to the top. It really is. Because when people like you, they want to work with you. And the higher-ups always have that choice. So if they're choosing somebody, they're going to choose somebody they like, even over somebody who might be a little bit better qualified for the position. They're always going to choose somebody that they like. And so we can teach you what you need to know to network with those people, generate a connection with them, and, of course, move up the ladder that much faster.
Nice. Yeah, that's one thing I'm really getting from what you guys are saying is that, and like you're the lifestyle guy, you know, that it really is a whole life approach that you can actually have better relationships with your family. And one thing that Kim mentioned, which I really appreciate, is that you become like a better father, you know, and that you can actually impact the life of small children, your children. So there's this inherent knowledge on how to be a gentleman that seems to be forgotten that you guys are putting in.
Absolutely. A lot of the stuff that we teach, I mean, I don't have any children that I should say that I know of course. I don't have any kids, so I can't really speak to being a better father, but I can tell immediately that this stuff is going to help me raise my own children as well when that day does come. I'm a big brother to all my students here. I'm a big brother to everybody here at the Art of Charm, and I'm involved with my family back home as well in Michigan. I love talking to my cousins and seeing their development, and I really think it's important because a lot of times guys are so focused on what they're doing career-wise that they think, okay, well, I'm providing, I'm putting all this money into my family. But we don't just need money. Kids don't just need money from dad. They need a role model. And a lot of guys just, they lose that balance by trying to provide money for college and provide for the whole family. They don't realize that what's really desperately needed is a role model and an image to grow up and grow into.
So what is it that men need from women but they're afraid to ask for?
Can you repeat that question? Sorry, cut out for a second.
What do men need from women, but they're afraid to ask for it? You know, you were talking about, you know, men need things, and it's true. And I think women are just starting to realize what men really need. So let's talk about men's needs for a minute. What do men really need, but they're so afraid to ask?
I don't know what men need that they're afraid to ask. I know that what men are afraid to do is actually meet a woman that is authentic. It's hard for us to go after what we actually want for a lot of men. And I don't fully understand what it is that each man would need and would want to ask for from a woman. But I think that what we need to go after is authenticity. Because if you put authenticity out there, if I'm an authentic man, I won't have to ask to find an authentic woman because that will naturally be attracted to me. I think that what men need to do, instead of asking for what they need from women, they need to focus on their self-development, and you'll naturally attract what it is that is your best match that you require. Your needs will be met if you work on knowing who you are and what you want, that they will automatically come find you. I'm a very strong believer in that.
It's almost like the law of attraction, what you're putting out is naturally going to resonate to you. Do you talk about that?
We do talk about that. I try to make it not so woo-woo metaphysical type stuff because I think people tend to roll their eyes when I say things like, put that energy out into the universe, man, you know, and I really don't think that it's metaphysical or bizarre like that. What it is you're looking for opportunities and you're capitalizing on them. For example, if I'm being an authentic man and I'm being honest with people and I meet somebody that's not authentic and not honest, I'm not going to continue dialogue with them. I'm not going to be involved with their life. But when I meet somebody that is the same way, I'm looking for that. I realize what's going on a subconscious level. And so suddenly I'm surrounded by authentic, honest people. When I'm looking for business connections and I'm looking for people who have value to offer the business and who I can offer value. If I'm offering value to everybody, they want to be around me. They want to be involved with my company. So of course those people are going to be those that surround me in the end. So yeah, it's the law of attraction, but it's not some sort of mystical energy that flows throughout the universe and it, you know, that you can get just by envisioning that you have a Maserati and suddenly there's one in your driveway. You actually have to go out there and do the work, but the way you do that is by working on yourself and not working to ask women for other things to meet your needs or asking for your friends to meet your needs or asking business people to give you value. You have to focus on how you can give value to other people and all that stuff will come back to you in abundance.
Wow. You are spot on. We're going to take another short break to support our sponsors. Again, listeners, these are my sponsors kicking down some great deals for you, so check them out. I really appreciate it. They support me. And also, feel free to send me an email at Alissa, A-L-I-S-S-A, at personallifemedia.com. You can also leave me a phone message, and the phone number is 206-350-5333. I'd love to hear your feedback, comments, questions. Leave me a message. This is Alissa Kreitman. I'm speaking with Jordan Harbinger of The Art of Charm, and we'll be right back.
Listen to Living Dialogues, Thought Leaders in Transforming Ourselves and Our Global Community with Duncan Campbell, Visionary Conversationalist, bringing you the best in new paradigm thinking on personallifemedia.com.
I'm Alicia Kreitman. We're talking to Jordan Harbinger about all that's going on with the art of charm, what it is to be a modern gentleman, and what women need to know to relate with these modern gentlemen. It sounds like authenticity is definitely the key. And before the break, we were talking about, having to do the work. So, Jordan, what happens when you do the work, this field work? You know, you are on the Today Show and the New York Daily News, and you show guys out there in the field. What's happening? What are the lasting benefits of guys doing this work?
Well, field work is either going out during the day or going out to the bar at night or a club venue like that. What that actually does is allows us to see exactly what our students are doing when they talk and interact with people. It gives us a chance to observe them in their unnatural habitat, so to speak, because most people are afraid, deathly afraid, of going to a bar and actually talking to somebody they don't know. A lot of people will roll their eyes out there, especially girls are saying, "What? We're not so hard to talk to." But it's not that you're hard to talk to, Alyssa. It's that we have all these preconceived notions in our head, and we're going through these horrific scenarios, and we're thinking, "Oh, what if she doesn't like me? It's going to be so embarrassing, and everyone's going to laugh at me." There's a lot of pressure out there. So what fieldwork is a chance for us to push our students to talk and interact with people, and then we can critique their body language, their eye contact, their vocal tonality, everything from what they're saying to how they're saying it, and that allows us to push those students way outside their comfort zone, and that's how you learn. When your mind is uncomfortable and your body's uncomfortable, you retain knowledge really, really well, and you learn so much. That's why things like traveling are such memorable experiences for people, and why people take so much away from traveling or starting a new job or moving, because it's stressful. It's inherently stressful. And when you're outside your comfort zone, that's when you actually grow the most. So field work is a chance not only for us to see our students interact with people and critique them, but also to make sure that they are learning very, very rapidly.
So tell us about this. You mentioned tonality and body language. What are guys reading? What are they scanning for?
Well, vocal tonality and body language. Well, body language is crucial. It's the first impression that people have of you before they can even really talk to you or interact with you in any other way. When you walk into a bar or a club or any room for that matter, people are looking at who's coming in. And if you're coming in and you're slouching and you're looking at the ground, people are going to lose interest right away. If you come in and you're standing up tall, you're making eye contact, and you're smiling, people are going to think, okay, this person looks friendly, he looks confident. That's the obvious first impression that you want to give. You don't want to have to work your way out of a hole. You don't want to walk in with bad body language and prop up the bar for a while until you work up the courage to go talk to women, because they've already made an opinion about you. They've already formed that opinion, and it's strong. Sure, maybe you can overcome it if you really, really work hard, but why do that? Why not just make it easy on yourself and have very positive, open body language to begin with?
Wow, and that goes for men and women as well, I could guess. A woman who's walking in with a smile would resonate a lot louder than a woman who's just sort of self-conscious and eyes down, head down.
Absolutely. If women walk around with a look on their face like they just stepped in something, it makes it really hard for guys to go and approach them, because we figure, okay, she is obviously in a really bad mood. I don't really know if I want to jump into that. They don't want to go and talk to somebody who's probably going to make things difficult for them and maybe even put a damper on their evening. We want to talk to people who are fun, who are smiling, laughing. People want to be part of the group that's having fun. So that goes for both men and women. If I'm in a group with my friends, we're always having the best time wherever we are. If I want to go meet other people, I don't want to meet people who are going to drag my energy down. I want to meet people who are going to keep the vibe up and make the party grow. I don't want to have to put all the energy into the interaction. So yes, for men and women, strong eye contact, smile, positive body language, very confident, laugh. It's okay. You're out to have a good time, so you should look like you're having a good time. That's the best way to get people to approach you, ladies. And for guys, it's the best way to be received cordially, is to have that really friendly, fun vibe. Everybody wants to be a part of that, and everybody wants to be around it.
Right, and an authentic, friendly, fun vibe, which you, it sounds like you work on the core of that with these guys in building this natural confidence instead of some sort of like diss or that weird pickup stuff that guys do to try to evoke laughter from women.
Right, yeah, there's a lot of that going around, this emotional response where guys are like, nice fingernails, are those real? And it just comes across as rude and socially awkward.
Yeah.
People don't realize that. It might work on somebody who has low self-esteem to get her to think, oh, maybe this looks funny, maybe I don't look as pretty, blah, blah, blah. There's no reason to make people more insecure. That's absolutely ridiculous. I think that instead of coming across socially awkward and trying to pick up women who have low self-esteem, you should be making friends with people who have high value, people who are going to make your life a better experience, to enrich your life, not somebody who you can... But see, that's the difference between the temporary one-night stand mentality and the long-lasting relationship mentality is, sure, if you just want a one-night stand, who cares, as long as she looks good or he looks good or whatever you're going for. But if you want to make friends and enrich your life, yeah, you should probably start off on the right foot and not by insulting somebody.
Exactly. And I would think that the woman that you want to be with, you're going to attract from coming from that place instead of all that other stuff, which is another thing, you know, I want women to hear, is that the pickup stuff will be launched upon women where guys think it's really going to work. So, like, ladies, don't be that woman who's giving off a vibe that this weird insult kind of technique is going to work with you.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, a lot of times it's hard to control what you respond to. But if a guy does come up and uses some obviously canned lines on you and you think they're really lame, go ahead and call it out. But you still got to give him some credit for making the approach. So be friendly. Let him down easy. And you know what? You can just tell him to knock it off and be real, and maybe he'll actually do it.
I like that. I like that. Good reminder that we don't need to be negative and lash out.
Exactly. Please don't. It already takes him so much courage. The reason guys are out there learning that stuff is because it takes so much courage to go out there in the first place. So the last thing they need is a negative reaction just because he used something that he thought was going to work. After all, he's going to talk to you because he thinks you're attractive. So at least take that much as a compliment.
I think that's one thing we can't hear enough of is how much courage it takes men to approach women. And even if they are doing this pickup stuff that doesn't sound so, I mean, some of it can really be offensive, but to still remember that it's they're trying. For some reason, they're using that route to get to us. And so let's just be honest about how it really feels. Then we can both grow.
Exactly. Well, that should give you some indication of just how important you are to us when we're going out there and learning this whole crazy system that we don't even fully understand just so we can go up and talk to you. That must speak to how important you are in our lives.
So there really is no, like, role-playing here. Like, one of the things I like to do is do a role-play of an example of how women can interact and men can interact with women. But honestly, from what you're saying, it sounds like just you're working on being confident, both men and women, being self-confident and being able to be grounded in the moment. So whatever is coming up can come up. Whatever you want to say, you can say, that there aren't so many defenses and weird little things going on. So
exactly. I really think that a lot would be lost on a role play via this medium. I really think that, you know, for one thing, you can't see my adorable boyish smile over the phone.
Shoot.
Eye contact would be totally moot at this point, and all you'd get is my voice. I wouldn't have the occasion to touch you at all or make you laugh, really. I don't really have that many really great witty things to say at the drop of a hat. I tend to be very natural and spontaneous, so I think a role play might really just put a lot of people to sleep at this point. But the truth is, it's confidence and it's teachable, and that's exactly what we do at The Art of Charm, is teach the elements of confidence so that it starts to become a part of your life and your personality.
Let's talk about tonality for a quick second, because you've mentioned that a few times now. So are you saying the sort of sonic resonance of your voice is actually going to make a difference?
Well, again, I don't want to get too metaphysical with
I like metaphysical. Can you get
I know. I can totally tell that you're that type of person, but I'm going to stay away from it anyway because
Why?
I want people to... Because you know what? It really, to me, sounds so silly. I guess I'm scientific by nature, and I think that it's more important, especially for guys, to really realize that it's not some mysterious energy that you can't wrap your head around. It's something that you can actually work on. Because if I just talk about energy and all that stuff and resonance, people are going to go, okay, I have no idea how to get there. But if I give you kind of building blocks, I think it becomes more digestible. That's why.
Well, you've just won some points in my book, because I really get that, like, that's kind of the masculine focused line there, where women generally want to be a little bit more flowery and flowy. And you're just kind of like, no, we're not going to talk about that. We're going to do it this way. And it's like,
yeah,
oh,
pretty much. Sorry. Yeah, I realize it has to be flowery. But if we're being instructional right now, I think less flower, the better.
That's so good. All right. Tell me about tonality then.
You got it. So tonality is important. Basically, if you can't be heard in any kind of environment, if it's loud, you're at a bar, you're outside, if you can't be heard, you can't engage. And if you're in a busy area, even a grocery store, there's so much other stimulus going on. There's lights, there's a lot of bars, there's music. It can be dark, or maybe people are doing something else, like shopping for food at Whole Foods. You have to be able to get people's attention and hold it. And vocal tonality is the key to that. Vocal tonality meshes with eye contact to make for a really engaging, sexy personality that goes together with body language and the other elements that we teach, and it just makes the whole deal. Now, if you can speak with confidence and you don't speak with what we call ending things in a question tone, if you speak on downward tones and you speak in statements that are confident and not just bold, but actually confident, people will follow you. You will be a leader of men. When I was an attorney, I used to win cases based mostly on vocal tonality, because I would look at the jury, I'd make strong eye contact and say, this is how it happened. And opposing counsel oftentimes would say, well, it possibly happened this way, and they're not even using those words. It's just that their tonality was so weak that everybody automatically assumed that I was absolutely telling the truth and that opposing counsel may or may not be telling the truth. And of course, when you're deciding whether or not someone can go to jail, it's a big deal to be right. Of course, lucky for me, all of my clients were not guilty, so it was easy for me to be that confident.
Wow. I'm getting this little waft of, like, is this walking along the lines of deception?
Vocal tonality?
Yeah.
Not necessarily, because it's not that I'm telling you something and that you're going to believe it. There's no hypnotic going on here. There's no hypnotism or trance-invoking stuff going on here. It's just being confident and expressing that through your voice. Really, it's not that big of a deal. It's finding your breath and putting more air over your vocal cords, ending things on a downward tone instead of a question tone to sound more confident. It's important to do that because it allows you to be more confident in what you're doing. It allows you to become a leader. I don't really see that as deceptive at all. It's no more deceptive than putting on nice clothes to go out so that people find you attractive versus wearing sweats all day that you wore to the gym and going out in those. Not that there's anything wrong with that in my book.
Well, you've definitely got my attention. So, we're almost out of time, but I want to ask you one final question. And I know you do a lot of work with men. Sounds like some really amazing, pointed, focused, intense work with men. But if there's one thing you want to leave with women, with regard to who men are, what would you say?
Well, men are struggling. We're struggling now to find our place in society, our identity. It's all malleable. We're out there. We're not just throwing that arrogance around because we feel like this is how men act. This is something that we have evolved to just put on a front, and we feel like we have to do that. We feel like we have to do that to get a response from you. And what men also are, we're so confused in so many ways. We're building up the courage and, like I said before, studying these systems of pickup and all this other junk to get women's attention. We're getting jobs so that we can buy cars to impress women. Our entire careers, oftentimes, especially on Wall Street, are geared towards making enough money to support a woman just so we can get a girlfriend, just so we can get a wife and go out and date. I remember in law school, so many guys were talking about, man, we're going to get so many girls now that we're lawyers. This is going to be great. Nobody even cared about really being a lawyer. Almost 1 in 10 probably didn't even care, or only cared about being a lawyer. But the rest of us were just like, man, these girls are just going to love it. We get these great jobs, social status. We are obsessed with making sure that you guys like us. And it's tough. It's tough. It's a lot of pressure. It's just as much pressure as for women to look good all the time and wear makeup and go to the gym. It's the same thing for guys. So when you think guys have it easy, and when you feel like blowing a guy off because you had a bad day, just think about that. Think twice. If he's talking to you at all, it's taken him a lot to get that far. It's not like a whimsical type of thing. If you see a guy giving you a little bit of eye contact, don't give him that dirty look back, hoping that he'll come up and talk to you. Flash him a smile. It's not going to kill you. I can feel the resistance already on the other end here. I feel the resistance already.
Oh, from women? Well, I think the thing is, you know, and God, it's not easy for men or women, right? I mean, this is why we do what we do, because we're trying to unearth and dispel all the confusion about why it is so difficult for men and women to connect when both want that desperately, right? So it's kind of amazing that there's so much junk in the way. But that's what we're doing. We're teaching people how to do that and get to the good stuff, which is the love and the connection, the support, all of the things that we want to have, you know, in our lives. And so it doesn't, like you said, it doesn't have to be so difficult.
Doesn't have to be difficult. It's not easy, but it doesn't have to be difficult.
Right. Well, thank you. Thank you, Jordan, for the work that you're doing. You especially, man. I just get from all of you, I've gotten your passion, from Benjamin and Kim, and I've never talked to such a forthright and spot-on group, really passionate about what you're doing. And I know it makes a huge difference in the world. So thank you from myself and all the women listening who have learned something really important about what's going on with men today.
Well, thank you for having us. This is our pleasure. Anytime.
And again, how can we find you?
You can find The Art of Charm at theartofcharm.com. And if you want to point some guys in the right direction and show them how to get healthy advice to meet more women and improve their social lives, my show is at pickuppodcast.com.
Awesome. And listeners, join us next week on Just for Women, where I'm going to talk with Josh Pellissier, another great coach from The Art of Charm. And we're going to talk about other ways men try to connect with us, a.k.a. rapport. So, Jordan, thanks again. Wow. Whew, that was
thank you.
That was really great stuff. And that brings us to the end of the show. Thank you all for listening. For text and transcripts of this show and other shows on the Personal Life Media Network, please visit our website at personallifemedia.com. For a copy of my book, Elise's Four Cornerstones to Living Your Dreams, go to my website, sacredspa.org, and click on the book cover icon. I'm your host, Elisa Kreitman, always expanding your choices here on Just for Women, Dating, Relationships, and Sex. Tune in next week for more juicy news you can use.
Find more great shows like this on personallifemedia.com.